things over to Mr. Curtis for the Spotlight Employee of the Month.
All right, well, good afternoon, good evening here. We'll get started here in just a second. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. Parents, honoring your students, I'll be recognized here in a few moments. But board members, I'd like to, I'm going to do it like this. There we go. Let me get a little bit this direction. Board members, I would like to talk just for a moment. I'd like to ask Ms. Julie Henson to come up, if she would, for a few moments. Ms. Julie?
Yes, sir.
We'd like to honor, as Employee of the Month, we do this for those, and I say Employee of the Month, it's the spotlight. We have the spotlight individuals who are doing an outstanding job that go beyond, that go the extra mile. And at this point, I'd like to ask Ms. Julie to talk about, and she is our supervisor of exceptional learning and homebound and 504s, so there you go, three hats that she wears, and district plan, she helped to do that, and so I could go on and on and on with you. However, tonight, we want to honor someone who goes beyond, and goes beyond at Cannon County Middle School. And so, Ms. Julie, if you would.
Good evening. I have such a privilege that I get to work with amazing individuals each and every day. We have an amazing special education staff here in Cannon County, and I'm so, so very proud of each and every one of them, whether it's a teacher, whether it's an educational assistant, doesn't matter. They all work so extremely hard day in and day out for the students of Cannon County, not just those students with disabilities, but for all students. So, this year's been a little challenging this year. We're down some teachers, and so all of our teachers and our education assistants, they have had to step it up quite a bit. But there's one individual that we had a plan in place, and then we had a teacher that left us, so that changed our plan. We had to revamp that. From the very first plan, when I spoke to Ms. Jamie DeLong, I said, this is the plan. She said, okay, we can do it. Then we had to change our plan. She said, okay, we can do it. It doesn't matter what I've asked her to do. She's always said, yes, ma'am, we'll do it. And she's done it, and she supports two grades. She also supports those teachers and EAs that's working in our comprehensive development classroom for our middle school. She builds amazing relationships with her students, and as I said, she will do anything that I've asked her to do. And I'm so very grateful and so very proud that this month we get to shine a spotlight on Jamie DeLong.
This evening, the month of October, is for a contest that was held throughout our school district. And this is the Train Light Switch Sticker Contest. And Mr. Randy Malden of Train, who's addressed the board numerous times, is here tonight to announce the winners of the contest. And Ms. Candace, would you come up also? Mr. Malden, and Mr. Malden, I'll turn it over to you, and we'll be glad to get some pictures, and worked very hard, and I know you've got some comments about these young men and women who have gone the extra mile in their direction.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, go point.
Good
Good evening, board members. Thank you very much. As we are honored to be your energy services partner and your building control partner of choice, a decision that was made by this body to do a lot of upgrades in schools, to take care of a lot of deferred maintenance in your Canyon County schools, to bring your bring in more indoor air quality and things like that, to improve your classrooms and to improve your overall learning environment of your schools. Part of what we do is an energy awareness program and for Canyon County schools. And this is our light switch sticker contest. And what we did was we had students design light switch stickers, covers that they designed, and we have winners for elementary, middle, and high school. First of all, I'd like to thank our judges and the people that put on this for our show for the schools. That would be Candace Lemons, who's here with us tonight, Darlene Wetzel, and Caroline Bartlett, three of your educators that were very instrumental in getting this across to all of your students. But this is to promote energy awareness in your schools. So what I'd like to do without that and all that, I want to introduce you to your winners. So your winners also, they won an iPad for winning this tonight too. But your elementary school winner is Whitley Ann Cossey.
Hey, can you show that to us?
Yes, you can.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Good job, Whitley.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good job. It sure is a good job. I'll say it's a good promotion for the park.
Thank you.
There you go.
And our middle school winner. With the America's Free Electricity Isn't. This was a great design that we had. And this comes from Kate Smith, who wins a special award.
It's great.
And on to our high school award winner. That will be this. Makes the message pretty short, sweet, to the point, but lights out. The winner for the high school division is Sarah Bostad. Training is very proud to be your energy services provider. We would like for the school board members to come in and stand behind these winners, if you would please.
Oh,
we'll scoot together a little bit. We'll get a picture together, please.
Can we get like this young lady right here? Holding. You're doing quite a deed. Let's get the iPad behind the. No, you don't have to show the iPad. Yeah, that way I can show
excellent. Miss Julie's got it.
Okay.
Good deal. Thank you all.
Let's give these wonderful
Mr. Curtis makes his way up here, I just want to say, Whitney and Caden and Sarah, of all the guests we had on Thursday nights, you three are just top notch and very excited to have you guys here with us tonight. Thank you. Mr. Curtis, can you please call the roll when you're settled?
If you'll give me just half a second, Madam Chairman, I will be glad to do so. Let me get my microphone and we'll go. Okay, this is the October 4th meeting of the Kenai County Board of Education. Roll call, Mr. McMackins.
Here.
Mr. Mill?
Here.
Mr. Mullins?
Here.
Ms. Curtis?
Here.
Chairman Thomas?
Here.
Madam Chairman, you have 5 members present, none absent. You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Number one on our agenda tonight is to approve this month's agenda. Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis?
Motion made by Mr. Mill, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to approve the agenda of the Canyon County Board of Education meeting October 4th, 2022. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, you have 5 ayes, no nays.
Number 2 on the agenda tonight is to approve the consent agenda, which includes the approval of the September 8th minutes, to approve the math curriculum materials committee that Dr. Melton presented to us on Tuesday night, and also an overnight and out-of-state trips, which we don't have any this month.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I also would like, if possible, you're going to approve it, a board representative. If you have anybody who wants to serve, who would like to serve, who would like to reflect on this, and when the motion is made, the promotion would reflect that.
I would love to serve on this board. However, I know there are times that I would not be present, which it being during an actual work day. So maybe if we could have an additional member, that might be helpful if anybody would be willing to do that with me.
I would do it.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you. I'll second that. Mr. Curtis, can you please call the roll?
Motion made by Mr. McMackin, seconded by Chairman Thomas, the consent agenda of the Canyon County Board of Education meeting on 10-4-2022 to approve the minutes of the September 8, 2022, if I can talk, meeting of the board, approve the math curriculum materials committee, and there were no overnight or out-of-state trips. Mr. McMackin.
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Pass.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, you have 4 ayes, no nays, 1 pass.
Thank you. Number 3 on the agenda tonight is the financial report from the Canyon County Finance Department personnel. That was in the workshop only this month. Number 4 on the agenda tonight is an update from our architect, Mr. Gary Smith. We had a phone call concerning that in the workshop only this month. Number 5 on the agenda is Ms. Patterson's safety report that was presented at the workshop only. Also at the workshop only was item number 6, which was the ESSER report by Ms. Alexander. And now for number 7, item number 7 on the agenda tonight is to approve the ESSER 2.0 and ESSER 3.0 budgets.
Parliamentary inquiry, Madam Chairman.
Yes,
I'd like to divide this into 7A, 7B, because Stephanie needs to have that separate, meaning ESSER 2.0 first, ESSER 3.0 second. If I could just ask for the board to do that, because we have to sign 2 separate ones, send that into the state. So if you could do 2 separate motions, I would appreciate that.
I make the motion we approve ESSER 2.0 budget.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Please call the roll on that motion.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Curtis, to approve ESSER 2.0 budget as presented. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mayo?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve the ESSER 3.0 budget?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Curtis?
Motion made by Ms. Curtis, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to approve ESSER 3.0 budget as presented. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Number eight on the agenda is the facilities report. Ms. Susan is not available to be with us tonight. She did address us on Tuesday night. She did have an update for us that I wanted to share. The bid for the fence here at Woodbury Grammar that was damaged went in, and we originally were given by the insurance company $870.63, but our bill was $2,500 total. Ms. Susan sent an email regarding this, and today we were given an additional check in the total of $1,129.37. Which covers that now. And she wanted that passed along to you guys. So that is our update from that. That's the good news.
Thank you.
Number nine on the agenda tonight, Mr. McMackins would like to discuss adding a fence around the new cooling tower just outside of the door here at Cannon County Elementary and Cannon County Middle.
Yeah, I think it might have been a little misconstrued. I didn't really mean to fence the whole area. I wanted three sides to protect the unit itself. You can come off part of the brick building, not put the whole brick building and everything. That might have been misunderstood on this. I think that's kind of what they're going toward. Right?
I did talk with Facilities Coordinator Sism regarding this, and yes, that's what she would like to do, is get a couple of bids. So I would like a motion to explore getting quotes to place fencing around the Cannon County Elementary Schools, Cannon County Middle School. New cooling tower is what we'd like to do, is just get quotes, and then give me authorization to go ahead, if the quotes are within reason, go ahead and have that done. We'd like to get that done as soon as we can. And that would include the gate going, or the cage going in through that ladder to get up on there, that we would do that, so it blocked, very similar to one that's on the there at Cannon County High School up at the Crow's Nest in the gym, if you've looked at that one.
It's possible you may not even need that if you got a fence on the outside of it.
Mm-hmm. True. We'll see, but still, if they got up there, it'd be another.
Yeah. I make a motion we pursue bids for the fence for the cooling tower.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mr. McMackins, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to explore getting quotes to place fencing around Cannon County Elementary School and Cannon County Middle School, new cooling tower. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
What was that again? We're just looking at bids right now.
To explore getting quotes to place fencing around Cannon County Elementary School.
Do any of that?
No.
Just quotes. No, just getting quotes.
Okay, making sure. Yes. Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Have five ayes, no nays, and I'll get back to the board as soon as we can when we have the quotes.
Thank you, sir. Item number 10 on the agenda tonight is to approve the 2023-24 calendar. Dr. Melton presented that to us on Tuesday night. Dr. Melton, do you have any additions to that?
I do not. Does anyone have any questions?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that. And Mr. Kurtz?
Motion made by Ms. Trammell, seconded by Ms. Thomas, to approve the 2023-24 school calendar as presented. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, you have five ayes, no nays.
Thank you, sir. Item number 11, Mr. Michael Medford and Ms. Bonnie Patterson would like to address the board concerning access control with our school system. We got to hear from those two individuals on Tuesday night. Mr. Medford, do you have anything else you'd like to add to that? Do you guys have any questions for him?
Madam Chairman, you received in the board packets today the results of the bids. I'd be glad to announce that if you so desire. The bid letting was held today. by the Department of, the Kenny County Department of Finance, and Tolleson put an amount of the bid of $49,346.85 for the install, and $2,977.60 as a licensed annual renewal. So that would have to be paid $2,977.60 every year. Security equipment company, a bid of $54,180.44, and Central Tech Company had a bid of $63,699.33. And this is for access controls at Cannon County Elementary School, Slant Cannon County Middle School, and Cannon County High School.
And how much did your grant or whatever it was going to pay for it?
Bonnie's health grant was about $35,000.
Mr. Maker, of these three, am I correct that you like the second of the three?
Yes, I
see. Just wanted to make sure that we
have. That's what I recommend.
Okay.
That's cool.
Is that the one we talked about that had multiple users where we could have the principals and stuff like that, like we talked about last night, or whoever we designed?
We were talking about Central Tech had that, but also you can get more users for SEC.
Okay.
So we can get more users. Okay. It's just a matter of
licensing and good stuff.
Right.
Okay. We can expand
on SEC. Yeah, I just don't want to already be behind.
Behind
A-ball. Behind A-ball, we already know.
If you
went
on forward, there
will
be no
right. Occurring song. But I make a motion to accept the bid from SEC.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that. We need security.
Motion made by Mr. Mel, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to approve the bid of Security Equipment Company for $54,180.44 for access control at Cannon County Elementary School, Cannon County Middle School, and Cannon County High School. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, you have five ayes, no nays.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Thank you, Mr. McMackins. Item number 12 on the agenda is to approve and give our approval for the application for the TEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant to get generators in three of our schools, which would include Cannon County Elementary and Middle, Cannon North, and Cannon South, Cannon County High School, and the board office already has this in place. I believe that we were told, if I'm not mistaken, on Tuesday night that if the grant does not cover everything, that technology can pick up the additional. Is that true, Mr. Manford?
Yes,
okay.
Actually, what you have, Madam Chairman, if I could, is a matching portion,
okay.
A matching amount if the grant is awarded, that
yes.
We would pay that through the technology department.
All right.
But we're just doing
the approval for the grant.
For them to apply.
To apply. We have to have that. And in fact, the chairman and I have to sign a resolution. And can I read that resolution, Madam Chairman,
yes,
as part of this motion?
Yes,
and be it resolved by the Cannon County Board of Education meeting in a regular session on October 4th, 2022, to adopt the Cannon County Hazard Mitigation Plan and participate in grant application for funding of backup generators and other eligible projects that may benefit Cannon County School District. This resolution approved by the Cannon County Board of Education on this fourth day of October 2022. And so that was written to be in compliance with what they're desiring, that we're all the legal mumbo jumbo to get that done.
I make a motion that we approve this application.
I second.
Ms. Curtis?
I'm going to add, if you could, Madam Chairman, and resolution, and I'm going to put that in there, 2022-080-1004, if that's okay, with Madam Chairman, with the motion.
Yes, sir.
Okay, motion. What motion by Ms. Thomas and seconded by Ms. Curtis. Is that correct, Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
To allow application for TEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant for backup, and I had emergency, I'm going to put backup generators. in three schools, Cannon County Elementary School, Slant Cannon County Middle School, Cannon North Elementary School, Cannon South Elementary School, with technology department paying the matching amount if grant is awarded, and resolution 2022-2080-84. And Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Item number 13 on tonight's agenda, Mr. Courtney Nichols would like to address us concerning a jumbotron at Cannon County High School in the gym. Mr. Nichols.
Yes, is there any questions on the presentation from last night as far as connecting 12 televisions in the gym and hanging those?
Now you said there will be no money from us.
Once again, there is no money from, I'm asking from the board. So.
Just approval to do it.
If it ends up being any money needed.
There will not be any money that I will ask.
I will say it will come out of, make sure it comes out of gym maintenance.
Yes. What about hooking up? Who's going to do like the electric? I mean, where are we going to get 12 outlets?
So, it's a great question. So, actually, I have talked with a licensed electrician, and he was willing to do that in lieu of having an advertisement placed.
I just thought about it last night when I got home. I was like, I wonder if we got enough there to support all places.
Yes, sir.
I thought we did.
Make a motion to approve.
I second. Mr. Curtis?
Motion made by Ms. Trammell, seconded by Ms. Curtis, to approve the purchase and installation of a jumbotron system in Cannon County High School Gymnasium at no cost to the Cannon County Board of Education. Mr. McMackins.
This is not going to dim the lights when you turn it up.
Mr. Mel.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Curtis.
Aye.
Ms. Thomas.
I'd just like
Chairman Thomas.
Thank you. I'd just like to say you do a great job taking care of your school and doing these things for the kids. And we also live in a pretty awesome community of people that are willing to go above and beyond to make things happen for our students. So
I absolutely do.
Yeah. So aye.
Madam Chairman, I have one comment if I can.
Yes, sir.
Make sure the board's picture is on that. I'll supply the picture. No problem. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Item number 14 on tonight's agenda is to approve the Cannon County Schools Board Policies, Section 3, concerning support services. This will be policies 3.100 to 3.602. Mr. Curtis.
Madam Chairman, this is the monthly review of sections of board policy. The Cannon County Board of Education policy, Cannon County Board of Education review Cannon County Board of Education policies 3.100, 3.602. There are some that I'd like you to look at in the next month and just see if there's those that we could bring back. And we can bring back those as a group. We do a lot of those in the year where TSBA recommends. And what we can do is kind of star the ones, and we can have TSBA kind of review those to make sure we've got the right ones, and I'll go ahead and do that and see what their recommendations might be as part of this review. I just happen to say this is probably the one with the most older, with the oldest ones that haven't been changed in a long time. So just need a motion to read that we reviewed this and you have reviewed this, these policies.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Chairman Thomas, seconded by Mr. Mullins, that the Cannon County Board of Education review Cannon County Board of Education policies, Section 3. I'm going to write that on there. Section 3, 3.100-3.602. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you, sir. Item number 15. The board table from our September meeting, feedback from Mr. Tinpenny, our athletic director at Cannon County High School, concerning the football field scoreboard. And I believe you gave us an update on that. Would you like to tell everyone here tonight?
That bill is paid in full. No further action is requested from the board.
Thank you. very much. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Tipton concerning item number 15?
No, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you. Item number 16 on the agenda continues for Mr. Tipton. And he is addressing us tonight concerning the approval of the CCYB agreement. Mr. Tipton.
Unless the board has any questions. Other than Mr. Curtis, I will make sure I notice I have your name spelled wrong on the back.
Oh, I believe it.
I will get that.
Yes, I see the R is left out of that. So, yes. Thank you for that editorial. Where's our English teachers from the high school at?
I'll make a motion we approve the agreement with the CCYBA for the 2022-2023 season.
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, you call the
roll. Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Curtis to approve the Cannon County Youth Basketball Annual Agreement for 2022-2023 school season. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Mill.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Curtis.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you, Mr. Kendrick.
Madam Chairman, you need to sign that too, so at the end.
Item number 17, we tabled from the September 8th board meeting a discussion regarding a data analyst position that was needed within our school system. And we had a lengthy discussion last night with many people that are here in the room tonight, plus some that did not return tonight. Ms. Black, I believe you had some other things you would like to present.
Yes.
So we'll start with you tonight on this matter.
I think the question was asked. Do you want to speak?
Please.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I think we had a question asked last night that didn't get answered, and that question was, what are we currently doing? I think Ms. Thomas asked that question, and we told everything that it's not. So let me tell you what we are. Okay, so currently, each week on Monday, I pull the top 10 Skyward reports looking for any data that could be on within Skyward to see what our errors are within Skyward that's reporting to it. It's not to what it's pulling out, not exports that are coming out, but what's going in. So that data looked at weekly to see what those errors are. Currently, I think there's over 38,000 errors in EMS. 141 of those are ours from those double classes where students are getting credit for being pulled to do two tests for ELA and math in our sixth grade. I was instructed by Skyward today how to fix that. I did that. Now it has to roll up overnight, and then in a day or two it'll get to digital to see if that's done. But of the 38,142 of those are ours. Gail, who is in the front office, works with me daily. She helps me pull those numbers, look at that. What do we need to correct? How do we correct it? I have these for y'all if you want. Every Thursday, we're bringing the secretaries into the central office to show them what you're doing wrong. This is where mistakes are being made. This is how you correct this mistake. This is what we're going to do to fix it. We're coding now. The state has got us coding all tutored students, homeless students, our elites and 21st century students, all gifted students, clubs, pre-K, regular education, and of course special ed students out of it based on what they do in EASY. So it pulls it automatically. But those are places we have never went in before and coded those children. And now we're having to do that. State ID numbers. This is where a student comes to us and maybe they've been somewhere else or they're brand new and they have to have a state ID number before we ever get any phone. So those are looked at daily. We currently have one student without a state ID. EIS blocked errors checked every single day to see what is blocked, what is causing us. And like I said, we have 142 on those sixth graders that hopefully tonight. Data reports from EIS are ran daily. We look at what reports are showing if it's, where a student is messed up, like what is going on with class, a teacher, what is. We do know we have approximately 9-ish teachers that we're waiting on certifications and getting up to.
Actually, that number is 12, but we have of that 7 that are currently pending with the state. So,
we should have
about 5
the
others left.
The minutes are counting. The teacher's ability to test is not. So I think, and Ms. Melton, correct me if I'm wrong, but the students at the high school are not EOC, are not teaching EOC classes, so they're not teaching a testing class. So in our elementary schools.
Okay.
So that's not going to affect that. I have started, since I found out the exports that are coming out of Skyward are not exporting correctly, trying to get with different vendors or the person who's running that program to see what do we need to do to make that export. Is it a coding issue? Is it a Skyward that we left a section blank? Is that something it needs? So that's some of the things that we're doing right now every day to try to keep our data clean.
Thank you. Last night we discussed getting in touch with Skyward to see if they could come here. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to do that today?
Yes, I did. So I sent it. You have to send a message up to like this message board. They have contacted me and asked me what we wanted. I think Mr. Curtis is going to address that now because we don't actually, we told them how many days and we went broad because we don't know how many. So I think we're going to ask for 5 days for them to come here and test and retrain and see what maybe what we're doing wrong and what we can do to fix it.
Did they have a chance to give a prize?
That's what we were waiting on.
So
last time, okay, go ahead, listen, I'm sorry.
They don't, you haven't given us a test an amount because they don't know what we need. So I sent her the things today that I thought we would be looking at. I would like her to get with every single person that runs those programs, like this tool or whatever, our ESL students, whatever's not generating right. I want her to go to those people that work with like Follett and SchoolNet, get with Michael and see what's causing us not to pull up to him. So in that, I was thinking 5 days. Previously, she said she would get us a number because they have to send someone here to stay. Previously, when we used them, and I think it was 4 years ago, it was about $2,000 for 3 days, but it was 4 years ago. And I've been to the gas tank since then. So I'm gonna roughly say $2,000 a day. And I would think that would be on the high end. And we may not need them 5 days.
One thing I'd like to do too is to have the Skyward person interact with our secretaries because they are the ones who do the data entry at the local school that they are following. And our weekly Thursday meeting, that they would be able to come into that weekly meeting and to get with them and see if there's a problem at the entry level, so we can stop it before it even starts.
There are three parts to Skyward. There's the teacher's access where they go in and do their grading, enter into the grade books and keep attendance when they're in class, and then there's the district level where we can get in and look at each school. We can run certain reports, run attendance letters, which are not working properly right now. It's counting every period a child is missed instead of a day, so that's a problem. So we're trying to bang it in and do, like, that's where that's actually. And then there's the product setup side, which is where all the little coding stuff comes in. I didn't go to school to be a coder. I don't know how to do coding. Mr. Bedford might know how to do coding. I don't have a clue what that is. They have to get online with me and say, do this. So that's the back side. Now, I do know how to do some of that, but I can't do. I'm not good at it. I just try to imagine. So I hope I answered your question.
Yes, ma'am. I like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Madam Chairman, what I would recommend to have Skyward personnel come to Cannon County Schools for an on-site training and direction, and then we would give a report to the board at the November 10th, 2022 Cannon County Board of Education meeting.
Okay. But we don't know how much it would cost.
Don't know how much it would cost at this moment in time. But we're thinking, if you, we just say, okay, we're going to say $2,000 a day for 5 days, $10,000, and then you say that, give me the authorization to do that, and if we spend eight, we spend eight. But no more than $10,000 toward the training for 5 days. And we think that, going by what we'd had in the past, that's a little bit over. If it is, then it you know, goes back into the general fund.
We need to also add on that our special call meeting for the 25th to discuss.
Well, if they're not come by the 25th, then we need that meeting. I'm just asking.
That was going to be my question. Is there a need for that meeting at this time? And if there's not, do we need to turn that into maybe possibly a meeting to maybe open up discussions about the budget or to...
To get reports, to have an information session, to have an information session. That would be great to utilize that 25th as an information session that reports could be given by the departments to the board. I think that would be an excellent idea to do that. And you might want to discuss also, since it would be a workshop, then you could discuss other matters like your budget in the next item on the Budget Advisory Committee. You might even talk about that at that October 25th meeting would be what I would ask.
So I'll make a motion that we allow Skyward to be booked for this due to the fact that it may be an amount of money to get them here, but it saves us an enormous amount of money in future years to come with the new laws that are going into effect. And I'll also ask that we keep the workshop on the, help me out, the 24th.
I would do that as a separate motion, Madam Chairman, because it would not be germane to this one since this isn't going to be discussed. So,
okay.
Or I give you a report on that at the workshop. At least now I'll give you a report instead of November the 10th. Let me do that, get that out, and I'll just replace it the October 25 workshop. How's that? And we can give you a report then. Is that okay?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion made by Ms. Thomas, seconded by Mr. Mullins, or Chairman Thomas, seconded by Mr. Mullins to allow Skyward personnel to come to Cannon County Schools for on-site training and direction and a report to be given at the October 25th, 2022 Cannon County Board of Education workshop. Is that the correct motion, Madam Chairman?
Yes. Thank you.
Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel? Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Thank you, Ms. Black, for your report tonight. Item number 18 on the agenda is to appoint a budget advisory committee and discuss meeting dates and times, I believe, after last night. I believe that there was some more discussion that needed to be had on that. We did choose meeting dates and got those on our calendars for November and December. Is there any more discussion from anybody tonight on this matter?
I got November the 15th.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Yeah, and I'm going back and
putting that in the motion. December the 13th.
Yes, sir.
Both at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And I'm assuming the meeting location will be at the Cannon County Board of Education Central Office. Is that correct?
Or see if we can get the upstairs. Yeah, the finance.
The finance office. The finance, or the it's called the Adams Committee Room. I think is what the proper terminology. Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's where they.
I'll check and see if those dates are available. If they're not, then our backup location will be more red.
I'd like to make a motion on the motion. I want to maybe change the community member to community members who live in Cannon County. That way that we're open up more for you guys to maybe touch more people. And when I first developed the idea of having this along with the finance committee, they brought it to us, and then I mulled over it. The whole idea was to try to find as many people who would, number one, sacrifice time. There's going to be a lot of time sacrificed on this. After the first year, a lot of time. Hopefully, maybe this committee will even cut down on that. That would be really great. But the more eyes we get on this, the better. And it's really not, it's not conducive or pertinent that somebody on this committee is nailed down to an address. I mean, they're not here to represent an area. They're not here to represent a group of people or a nonprofit or anything. They're here to help us look at our budget. And that was the whole premise of having them. So I'd like to amend that so we can open it up more to the whole county. But we also want those people to live in our county. They're going to look at our budget. So I'd like to make that motion. We change the wording on that. And even the county commissioners do not even do that on their budget. They don't ask that you put somebody on there from a certain area. So I just want to put that before you and make that motion.
Madam Chairman, parliamentary inquiry here. Yes, since this was previously voted on at another meeting, you would have to vote to reconsider first. And then once you reconsider it, the floor would be open then for any amendments or anything you've done in the previous, and it would be strictly on this particular motion, which was number 19 during the September meeting of the board. So I would first suggest what Mr. McMackins would like to do is, I'll do this as 18A, a motion to reconsider the vote of the September 14, 2022 meeting of the board, number 19.
Madam Chair, can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
I had multiple people reach out to me throughout the county that love the idea of a person from each district. They did not care, but they thought it was a great idea, all that aspect.
What if we can't find someone from my district? Because I've been told no 3 times already from someone in my district.
Why don't we just table
that's what
that part? And just keep going because we need to really work on our budget.
So you can table what? Community members portion of it.
Is not having a community member? You saying no community member? I'm not sure. I won't be clear what you're saying. No community member?
No.
No community member. Nobody from our community. I mean, I thought that was the whole idea, was for transparency for our community. I mean,
right. So one person from each district.
The district location has nothing to do with the budget. It's absolutely nothing to do with it.
What
is the connection? Give me a connection of how that makes that person a better person on the committee because they're from a certain location, got a mailbox in front of their house.
It doesn't make them a better person, but it makes sure that each district is represented.
But this is not a voting committee. So what difference does it make? They're only looking at the people that their opinion counts.
It looks bad that we have 5 people from one district coming in, like they've been pulled. We need somebody, if we want to have community members, we need somebody from each district. Otherwise, we just need a commissioner, finance, and us. And again, I had multiple people reach out to me who did not like the idea. They wanted one from each district, so that way each district can be represented.
But they're not representing a single district, they're representing the whole community.
They're assisting us in
representing the whole community, looking at the finances. You want your best people looking at it. You've got a good idea of a person. What difference does it make where they live? They're looking at a budget. They're not looking at a community. They're not bringing their community ties. They're not bringing their community opinions. They're bringing opinions based into the actual budget itself, putting eyes on it. And they're looking at our budget. I don't see where it absolutely has anything to do with the decision of who's on there. It has nothing to do with it.
Madam Chairman, as... Madam Chairman, if I can.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chairman, if when you look at what was passed, if I can, I'll read the...
Please.
I'll read the measure that was passed by this body at the September 14th meeting of the board. This is number 19. A motion was made by Mr. Mell and seconded by Mr. Mullins to approve formation of a Cannon County Board of Education Budget Advisory Committee as suggested by the Cannon County Finance Department, consisting of 6 Cannon County Board of Education members, 5 members, 1 director, 3 Cannon County commissioners, 2 finance department personnel, 5 community members from each district, which was 16 total members. That is what this body has passed right now, at this moment. So Mr. McMackins would like to...
Well, you can leave it at that, because this does not say anything about a board member of a district. It doesn't say anything about a board member district. It says community members in each district. So I could nominate somebody from Derek's district. It doesn't tie down a board member to the district at all. It doesn't even say that. Wording don't even say that.
It's up for interpretation then, is what you're saying.
Community members from each district. More than likely, if you put a person from our county on the commission, guess what? They live in a district. Technically, they live in a district. This doesn't say you gotta have one from every district member. Every board member's district does not say that. Don't say that. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm reading it. Y'all wanted me to read it tonight. I'm reading it right here. Community members from each district.
That's how you presented
from
it.
From each district. So you would have one person from each district. Each district,
you got to figure out, okay, I nominate somebody, and you got to find out what district they live in. It doesn't say you have to nominate one from your district. It doesn't say I have to nominate one from my district. It simply says community member from each district.
Each district. So if I have someone from my district, then my district's done.
I can nominate somebody from another district. Don't have to be my district.
Well, I just think you're making it a little more difficult. I mean, each district.
Maybe you're making it more difficult.
I don't think
so. She fits on both feet.
I think I'm going to interject something here. If I may, for just a moment. We can approach every item on this agenda as a way to better the environment and educational process for our children. Or we can bicker about the intricacies of exactly how we're going to do it. The budget of the Cannon County school system needs to be analyzed and looked at in every detail. The 5 of us are a new board moving forward, and we need to work together for the benefit of every single child in the school, in this school district. So I'm not exactly sure how this needs to go forward. But I'll be quite honest. I don't want to sit here and bicker about who's going to be on this committee. I want to figure out how to get this money right so our children can be better students and one day better adults. That's my whole take on it. And I'm up for reconsidering this motion. I'm up for looking at how we can get to a compromise about this, the 5 of us together. But I do not think that we need to waste the time of our children bickering about this tonight. Not my time, not y'all's time. Time that we could be spending figuring out some other stuff for the betterment of our students. With that, do we have a motion, a reconsider? Do we have anything that needs to be put forth?
I just want to say one last thing, and I'll be quiet. None of our monies goes to any one district. goes to all the districts, and all the kids in the district. That's who it really goes to. Goes to the kids for their education. I just wanted to see the best people put on it. That's all I have with my only goal. I wasn't trying to make it political. I wasn't trying to make it anything other than find good people. And that's just what I was trying to do. I'm sorry. Help me.
Madam Chairman,
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Melker.
If I understand, this is going off the suggestion from Mr. Neil Applebaum and Diane Hickman. Do we need to get them involved? Because we're going off clearly off their suggestion. We don't have to do this. We don't have to even make a committee. And we never had a committee. So, I mean, we're doing this off an advisory of the financial committee or the financial office above our office. So, do we need to table this and get their input at the November workshop and ensure that someone is there, like Ms. Diane or Mr. Neil Applebaum?
Mr. Mullins, I think that's a splendid idea. Because
this was their idea.
This suggestion came from them.
Yes, this was not just Mr. McMackin's. This come from, if I'm not mistaken, Neil Applebaum, correct?
It did.
So if maybe he could explain what he was wanting from that committee? Maybe we'd all understand it better because, I mean, I haven't personally talked to Mr. Neal about it. I make a motion we table this item number 18. And we'd like to add Mr. Neal and Ms. Diane to the November workshop. And after their financial report, so they can do it back to back, to discuss the finance, what they would like to see from a financial committee.
I have one item, the October 24th or 25th? 25th. Workshop that we have discussed. Would this be a time to put that in there and this where that falls?
Well, that would go into a meeting and not a workshop.
You have to have a special call meeting at that
point. Yeah, if you just have a workshop, we can't vote on nothing.
We could not vote on it.
But they could talk about it.
We could discuss it.
They could discuss it, but we just wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, if you want to bring them in that, we can put it on the. If you would like them to discuss it on October 25th, I can do that. I'm fine with that.
So we would be more prepared for the November meeting.
Can you see if they can do that?
I can do that, absolutely.
Because I know they're.
I know their schedules are different with that, and looking at other committee meetings, because after Thursday night, your committees will start meeting.
Right.
And I don't know if anything will be meeting on that particular night, but I can get on their calendar quickly and on for the October.
So I'll move my motion from November to ask Mr. Neal and Ms. Diane.
But you'll have to table it to the November meeting. Okay. That was what you'll have to do. But in the meantime, you can put that on when we talk about your October 25th workshop. Put that as one of the items to be discussed at that workshop.
And then our monthly November workshop, we can talk about members.
That's correct. And so what I'll do, I'll strike out the invite the finance office personnel, and we'll do that on October 25th. And then you will say to table item 18, which item 18 is to appoint the Budget Advisory Committee and discuss meeting and time. So you're tabling that until the November 10th, and then you'll have more details from the finance office by doing that on October
25th. That is my motion on the floor.
To table the item number 18 until November 10, 2022, period.
From more information. Okay. Further information from the finance
office. All right. For more information. Additional, let's do that. Additional information.
From the finance department.
From the finance department.
Ms.
Can
Diane
be.
Diane Hickman and Neil Applebaum.
Mr. McManus, do you have something you lean for?
Just be clear. That's when they're going to bring the information that.
At
the workshop.
The October 25th workshop.
Okay, to guide us about.
To November.
I got you. Okay, I'm on the workshop.
That is my motion.
I'll say.
Okay. Mr. Curtis.
And we're still holding budget meeting
15th,
November
13th.
Do we need that?
I would wait until November the 10th to do that. If you're going to table the entire motion You're going to table the entire motion until November 10. November 10, you can vote then to do the meetings on November 15th, which is the following Tuesday night. Because that gives you 48 hours notice. And then you can do it again on that December date too. As part of that. You're tabling that. You're tabling the, what you're tabling is to appoint a board, a budget advisory committee, and discuss the meeting dates and times. That's what you're tabling.
But that still gives us time to approve the November and December budget.
That's correct.
Workshops after that.
After that point. And that's what I would do is get that way you can do more. You can do
it
that
one
on the 15th.
We have it
on our calendars already. We have it on our calendars tentatively.
Officially approve it at the November meeting. And we can go ahead and whoever we, after October 25th or whoever we still talk to let them know that those are tentative dates. Correct?
I can do that. I can already tell them, or I already advise them that this is where, that's what they're looking at, to steer clear of those particular dates if they can. Now, I don't know, that's a Tuesday night, and I don't know when, what committees, we won't know that until October the 6th. And then you'll know that night, they'll announce committees, and when those committees start meeting, they'll announce chairman, and the chairman then will announce the committees to be meeting. So if I've got your motion, if I can read the motion, Madam Chairman?
Yes, sir.
To table item number 18 until November 10th, 2022, for additional information from finance department personnel to be gathered. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's my motion.
That's motion, Mr. Mullins, and there was a second by Mr. McMackins.
Yes, sir.
Any additional discussions on what I would do, Madam Chair?
No, sir. I don't believe so. Anyone have anything else? Yes, sir.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to table item number 18 until November 10th, 2022, for additional information from finance personnel department to be gathered. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 19 on the agenda. Mr. Mayo would like to discuss the school district's educational plan. Mr. Mayo, do you have anything else? I know that Ms. Mullins and Dr. Melton came forward, and I believe that we've been given the actual hard copy. Do you have anything else?
No, thank you for coming forward to us, like discussing this and presenting this. I saw it's on the website.
We did that add to the website. Miss Jackie is off because of illness, but we got it added. Mr. Kim got that added for us today. And that is, if anybody's listening, that is on the district tab, CCSTN.net, district tab. And then at the district tab, you go to the district improvement plan. You can read the entire thing.
All right. Item number 20 on tonight's agenda was a modernization update. Is there any more discussion with that tonight?
Madam Chairman, as discussed at the workshop, this is having to do with your five-year plan, the five-year plan process. And in doing that, I did send copies of the five-year plan to all board members. This was passed in January, the January meeting of the 13th meeting of the board. And you have the timeline that's also in there. I would strongly suggest, because the first part of that plan has to do with the guiding principles and vision and mission and goals. You're going to be working on the mission, vision, and goals of this body at your board retreat coming up on Thursday. And so then I believe the work on the five-year plan after the mission and vision and the goals are there, then get to work on the five-year plan at that point. After that point.
That's something very important for us to get, like, for our staff, our educators, principals. So we need to get to work on that. I know that we're excited to get to work on Thursday. And I'm thankful that Mr. Flores is coming to be with us. Any more discussion at all?
Since it was requested on the agenda, how do I go about that? We need a table or put it on November's to discuss it, or
we totally can. We can make sure that it gets on that. You want that on the November?
I want it tonight.
Tonight. So you
want
that
requested for tonight.
Right, you want a full-fledged discussion on the modernization five-year plan?
Vote all of it.
Right. That needs to be placed on the November agenda. Please do. I have that written in.
Was there more detail?
The details that I've given is what the board passed on January the 13th. And that's what the board implemented during the 2022-2023 school year. And that's what we actually did for Cannon County Schools is implement the five-year plan. As you can see on the five-year plan, in August 2022, what occurred happened, closing of Auburn East Side and Short Mountain, and then the Cannon County Elementary School was established, Cannon County Middle School was established, and with the capacity of what it is, and then the Cannon County Elementary School was established, Cannon County North was established, Escalibus Cannon County South was established. And then the 2023-24 school year is that the Cannon County Elementary School, formerly Woodbury Grammar School, classroom expansion, and that's the what you see is now referred to as the CCES slant CCMS addition, was to be completed by the start of the 23-24 school year. And then you can see the 24-25 and 25-26 voted on by this board. And that's what really needs to be discussed big time, largely.
Needed to see so we could help.
Okay, so this is good.
So we need to
well,
I was expecting more details, but.
Some more discussion on that?
Let's see.
We'll move on to item number 21, the director's comments. Mr. Curtis.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to thank you for your efforts, all the efforts of this board to work together for the betterment of our students in Cannon County. We have the board, Cannon County Board of Education board retreat scheduled for October 6, 2022 from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., we hope. And so I advise all board members to give public notice to that was done. You did gave also a public notice to that. So public notice has been done that this board retreat is going to occur on October 6, 2022 at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the meeting area is the boardroom at the Stones River Hospital. So just everybody know, don't go to central office. Come to the hospital and follow the signs to the boardroom. And their signs are very good about the boardroom. Just go to the front entrance. Please don't go to the emergency room unless you have an emergency. Go to the front office. Go to the front entrance and just follow the signs. It's in the back. We have a meal for you. We'll have breakfast for you. We'll have then lunch for you and snacks. So nobody should go hungry at all during that because you've got important work to do. I'll bring an easel over from the central office so we can mark out things, do things. I'll have a computer there that we can access. And if you'll bring your laptop, if you bring your Chromebooks, we will have network capability there at the hospital that's available. So hopefully all of you will have access to anything that Mr. Torres will present. Mr. Torres is looking forward to coming to that for the planning sessions. Also, I announced that the Cannon County Commission meeting is Thursday evening, and that is 10-6, so it's going to be a long day. And then we'll leave that at approximately 3 o'clock. And then at 5:30 p.m., the Cannon County Commission will be meeting. And what we would like to do there, we've asked that there is an item on the agenda. It's further down, unfortunately, but it is on the agenda as a Cannon County Schools update. And we'd like to update the board. The board would like to update, so as many as you know, it's going to be a long day, so as many as you can will attend. I will have a PowerPoint presentation ready. I also have hard copy copies of that PowerPoint, and we will get that to all the commissioners, and it's going to be a brief summary of what we have done in the last year and we will give some updates on attendance. We will give it updates on enrollment. The what you got will be a part of that you got at the workshop on the current enrollment. That will be given to commissioners, as well as a brief summary. I've asked department heads to try to limit to 2 slides, if we can, on each one of their responsibilities during that time. So I don't want to overextend my time, but I look to be anywhere from a 10 to 15 minute presentation to the commission. I don't want to waste their time, but I want to give them succinct information too that they have requested us to do. So you're invited to that meeting on, so October 6th is going to be a busy, busy day for you. So eat good at the retreat. But thank you, Madam Chairman. And there are other things that we'll certainly be discussing throughout the coming months in regard to budget. I appreciate the board's commitment to getting started on the budget rapidly and getting this moving along. So thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Item number 23 on the agenda is the chairman's comments. I'll keep that very brief. We thank Canyon County Elementary and Canyon County Middle for hosting us tonight. Dr. Reed, I think you're here representing the leadership team there. Thank you very much for opening your doors to us. Thank you for all of you that could attend, and we look forward to serving you. I think we all can say that. So that's all that I have tonight.
Madam Chairman, before your comments would end, I'd like to get a motion, if we could, regarding that you're going on record that you would like to do the board workshop on October the 23rd. If I could get that. I'm sorry, my fault. 25th, October, that's Tuesday, October 25th. I was going to get it on Sunday, I think. So No. We've had to do one time years ago, and that was, it's a Saturday morning that we did.
I will make a motion to have a special call workshop on October the 25th, which is a Tuesday at 6 p.m., upstairs at the finance department, if possible. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Curtis.
Motion made by Ms. Thomas, or Chairman Thomas, seconded by Ms. Tramiel, have a special called workshop on Tuesday, October 25th, 2022, at the Adams Office Building Committee Room. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Ms. Tramiel.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Curtis.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, 1 nay.
Item number 23 is adjournment. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
And do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you.
Board members, if I can just take a minute of your time.
Yes.
Crystal Kennedy sent me tonight also to ask the Innovative School Models Grant, which is $1 million. Is she wanting to let you see that plan and vision on what that is? That's due November 15th. She's at another conference on November the 8th, and she was wondering if she could meet with you guys either November the 1st or November the 3rd for just a brief meeting. I know y'all are meeting. Y'all have meetings all the time, but she was wanting to just lay that out to you guys. That would just be very informal. There is no voting on this, so it would just be a collection of you guys there seeing what she's doing.
Kind of do a showcase.
And just show
maybe do the October 25th.
October the 25th. I'll reach out to her and then I'll let you guys know.
And we can do that. We can just add that to the discussion on October 25th, if you want to.
Let's put her at the front of it.
We'll put her at the front of that. I think she could probably get everything together by then.
Okay.
And that would be good.